broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 2,000 deaths from the new coronavirus are reported nationwide in the last 48 hours.
More than 5,100 deaths, 216,000 cases. Researchers quickly trying to develop more tests that can identify those who have recovered from coronavirus and look for antibodies in their blood. The hope is twofold. One, it could help get those who are immune back to work. And two, the antibodies could be used to treat those stricken with the virus.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Four men convicted in Pakistan of murdering the American journalist Danny Pearl in 2002 had their convictions overturned. Three got life sentences. Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh was on death row.
Investigators from Georgetown University, known as the Pearl Project, have been saying that Sheikh was wrongly convicted for Pearl's murder. They say Pearl was killed by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
For the homeschoolers, new.
We forgot our education. Graduated years ago. Our kids are in an online classroom. Learning things that we don't know. Hey, teachers, we can teach at home. Never taught, and we can't teach our children at all. Too long, can barely remember school at all.
And remember, 10 is your friend. That's what I've heard anyway. 7:04 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Welcome to Thursday. Goes by on a Blurzday morning. We have random facts coming up that'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Jay. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Well, it looks like a beautiful day ahead. It's what I call a Chamber of Commerce day. Sunshine, picture-perfect postcard day, high in the mid-70s after this cool start this morning. You'll definitely need a jacket this morning. We are in the low 40s. Clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low 49. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Friday with more sun. A few clouds, but more sun than clouds. And then low 80s on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Highs in the 80s. Right now, Greenville and Montgomery at 43, Alexander City 38, Prattville 39, Selma 41. North winds are just about zero, about 2-3 miles per hour here at 7:06.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Plumbing by Lucar is ready to take care of your needs. If you need them, they're ready to help you out because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Even during an emergency like this, there's going to be plumbing issues, so their techs are going to be coming to your house and taking all the precautions. They make sure their employees are healthy, they're not running a temperature. Plumbing by Lucar understands that the plumbing issues are going to happen, right? They never charge overtime. They're ready to go 24 hours, 7 days a week. They do ask that if you or anybody in your house has experienced any illness, let the dispatcher know. When they send out the technicians to you, they can take the necessary health precautions to protect themselves. They'll be using gloves and hand sanitizers as precautions to keep everybody safe. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They are still ready to serve you. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
At 707 on News Talk 93.1 FM for the first time since World War II. Wimbledon and the British Open.
Canceled.
That's sports.
Everything's been canceled now. It's
WrestleMania.
The sports guys are...
No, WrestleMania is still happening in name only.
What does that mean?
It means that they're not doing a crowd. They're covering it over two nights. They're doing it in their gym with nobody else. It's just going to be a shell of its former self.
Ah.
But it's still happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, WrestleMania.
I'm already sick of decades-old baseball games. Plus, you know, they're showing games from, like, the fall. Yesterday they had Game 7 of the 2011 World Series, which was a great World Series, but that's October memories. How about some spring stuff? Something of a slightly more recent vintage. There was one other sports note here somewhere. The Japanese and South Korean baseball leagues, because the sport is very, very popular in both countries.
What are they doing?
They supposedly are going to start their seasons by the end of April. So we may be watching them. But if Pence is talking Memorial Day for really back to normal...
Mm-hmm.
I don't see baseball starting before the 15th of June.
Really? Now that's what you're thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to say that. Want to be optimistic. But it's kind of hard to do that at the moment. It is 7:08.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
With me, your good news correspondent, Greg Boodle. Guy who owns a bunch of restaurants, came up with a big fundraiser. He cut and dyed his hair and got the Tiger King haircut.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
But he's using the money raised to pay his staff. A couple of people in Billings, Montana, came up with an open-source, reusable mask for 3D printers. They're calling the Montana Mask, and it's so good, the company is now mass-producing those. And I think that's the mask is going to be critical in our return to normalcy.
I don't have one, and I don't know where to get one.
We know it's going to be horrible. Everybody knows it is. What? The market, for some reason, is...
Like, where could you get one? Is Masks are Us still open, you know, or...
Discount Dracula. We may have to go there. Homemade. Something that filters your breathing. You know, it could be a handkerchief or a scarf. If that's what it takes for us to try and resume some level of normalcy in production... We need to do it. I'm just dreading that unemployment number when it comes out today. Horrible. A month ago, we broke a record with 273,000 new jobs 4 weeks ago. And now we're watching millions laid off. It's so sad. Chipotle will give away 100,000 free burritos to healthcare workers next week. Thousands of Airbnb hosts have offered hospital workers free places to stay. KFC is sending 1 million pieces of chicken to locations across the country and encouraging franchise owners to give it away for free. Guy outside of Walmart in Georgia handed out toilet paper and cash to people while dressed as a Power Ranger. It's a nice combination of generosity and kind of creepy. A winery in Maryland got creative with their social distancing. They've been using the owner's dog. This is the third time I've seen a story like this, a dog... to make deliveries of food or beverage to cars in a parking lot. St. Jude's released a free coronavirus coloring book you can print out to help kids practice good hygiene. Kroger grocery stores nationwide are giving employees a $2 an hour hero bonus for the hours they've worked between March 29th and April 18th, and others are doing the same. A family in Canada had cut their vacation to Mexico short last month and fly home early. The government is making them all self-quarantine for 14 days, but now a family they helped a while back is helping them. 4 years ago, they sponsored a family of Syrian refugees to help them relocate and open a store in British Columbia. Last week, the refugees left about 10 bags of groceries on their porch, including candy for the kids. It's nice to know that karma does work from time to time. It's that convenient time at 7-Eleven.
Interesting. You go to Amazon... the website, and you just put in the letter S and surgical mask.
First
thing that comes up.
Are there any available?
Yeah, and I'm about to hit enter here. Add to cart.
Probably have those in our Easter baskets this year, along with hand sanitizer and a few other goodies. We're at 7-Eleven, your local news, and then Random Facts next. And yes, I have a devilishly clever, convoluted introduction for
devilishly.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Daily Journal, day 16. It's so sad during this stay-at-home thing that when I'm not talking on the phone with friends or family, I feel the need to use it to record a daily journal. Somehow the overuse of social media makes me believe my inner thoughts are to be documented. That is so deep. When the stay-in-place thing is over, I have to remember to delete these dumb recordings.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 2nd, 1914, the world welcomed little baby Sir Alec Guinness. When his mom was pushing out the future Obi-Wan Kenobi, she heard a strange voice in her head.
Use the Force, Mom.
Sir Alec Guinness, a star is born.
And now, Guinness gracious, it's already time for
Random Facts.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
I have to listen to it on the podcast later.
Did you know Exxon used to be known as Esso?
Yes. Yes-o.
Well, yes. There we go. Esso.
And in Ohio, it was Sohio. And in some places, it was boron. Same sign. Same exact sign.
ESSO?
Yes. ESSO.
And you know what it was? You know what it meant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio was Standard Oil of Ohio.
That's exactly what it meant.
Yeah.
It was a phonetic spelling of S-O. S-O. E-S-S-O. But S-O, Standard Oil.
Yeah. So every S-O station in Ohio was Sohio. With the same sign.
They merged with Boron and became SOB. Do you remember Sinclair with the dinosaur?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the Sinclair's in Cloverdale was a Sinclair's gas station.
Wow.
With the dinosaur.
The one across from the restaurant, right?
Yeah, in Cloverdale.
I think that's still the last full-serve station in Montgomery. I think.
Hmm. They were forced to break up into 34 smaller companies. However, outside of the United States, it is still widely known as Esso. All right. Did you know where the term passing the buck comes from?
No, I don't.
Well, passing the buck comes from using a buckhorn-handled knife to designate the next dealer in a poker game. A player could decline the deal and pass the buck.
Huh.
That's where it came from.
Interesting.
Did you know? Go ahead.
Jay Scott Show.
Yeah. The Jay Exotic Show.
No answer.
All right. Did you know? The try in Triscuit, the T-R-I in Triscuit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It doesn't mean three, but rather electricity. T-R-I, electricity.
I didn't know that.
Plus biscuit, Triscuit. Since cooking with electricity was new technology at the time. Because they were invented in 1900, oh. By the way. Triscuit been around a long
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes they tasted like they were made in 1900. Very dry.
True.
They were invented in 1900. A patent was granted in 1902. And the Shredded Wheat Company began production the next year in Niagara Falls, New York.
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn.
Step by step. Inch by inch.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
Had to get that in there.
Yes. See what we learned by watching The Three Stooges? Mm-hmm.
Did you know in the past century, every year, at least one Belgian, specifically Belgian, has died from World War I or World War II ordnance being accidentally detonated?
That I believe.
Yeah.
Because they're still finding it all the time.
Yeah. Every year.
Yeah. Yep.
How does it feel to know if you're a Belgian that this year could be your year?
Could be, yeah.
To die from something that is around 100 years old.
Right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Man. Did you know that John Paul Jones, the father of the American Navy, was a legendary admiral after whom warships were named. Mm-hmm. However, he was born simply John Paul. He added Jones when he joined the Navy because he was a criminal fugitive from England.
Ooh.
So.
He could have been John Paul Exotic. No. Or
John Paul George.
And Ringo.
Ringo.
Did you know, this is an example of playing the long game, a married Secret Service agent had trouble extraditing a hacker from Romania. So, he pretended he was a woman, flirted for 7 months online with this guy, and finally nabbed him when he flew to Boston to actually meet this person he was talking with online.
I see.
How about that?
Yep. Got his...
preyed on.
Got his person.
Yep.
So, did you know? The term for the last animal of an entire species is called an endling.
Spelled how?
Like the end with L-I-N-G. Endling.
Last.
That's the last. That's the term for the last animal of an entire species. When an endling dies, the species is then considered extinct.
So,
coming up on Random Facts, we've got four left for you. We're going to talk about deep dish pizza. Dave Thomas.
From Wendy's.
Yeah.
Had lunch with Dave Thomas.
The American Civil War, Rich's favorite topic.
Yeah.
And outside of weather.
This is a big week in the Civil War history because Appomattox is 7 days away.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And we're going to talk about Disney's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. All coming up on Random Facts.
All right. And yes, another convoluted intro to bring us back to part two. It's all ahead.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85 doing a brisk business through downtown Montgomery, mostly moderate traffic. No issues on the interstates as far as the boulevard. Some congestion at the Wetumpka Highway on Northeast Boulevard back to about Wears Ferry Road. Other than that, light to moderate traffic all the way around the city. Looking good right now. Just buckle up and be safe out there. Know we have our eyes on the city. If anything happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trentumstate.edu and enroll now. Trentum State, your new career and a bright future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's April 2nd, the greatest day ever. On the 2nd of April, 1513, Ponce de Leon discovered Florida. He was searching for the Fountain of Youth and may have found it, because in a state full of senior citizens, he sure felt young. Have a great April 2nd, the greatest day ever. And now,
once upon a time, we visited a magical land called
Random Facts.
Punts.
I got it.
Yeah. I was actually going to try and do something really, really clever. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Ponce de Leon is Ponce de
Leon,
but I've got an and on the front of that.
Right.
That would have been far more clever. Mm. Yeah. I went with the safer choice.
I got you.
Did you know when deep dish pizza was invented?
Mm-hmm. Back in 52.
43.
Oh, I only missed by 9.
Yeah. It was invented in 43 when someone at the small pizza shop, Pizzeria Uno, in Illinois.
Yeah. That's the brand they have at Food Alley.
Yeah, they decided to make a pizza using a cake mold.
Wow. So that's how it started.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
Pizzeria Uno in Illinois. That Italian town of Illinois. State, whatever. Did you know Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, worked at KFC prior to working at Wendy's?
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
He, in fact, is an honorary Kentucky colonel, along with Colonel Sanders himself. But he was responsible for the red and white striped bucket design.
Is that right?
For KFC.
Hmm.
He was also the man that said, you should make this your signage out front and have it spin.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a marketing, you know, that was his thing, man. He could market.
We did huge promotions with Wendy's in the early 80s. We had a Waxy 106 Wendy's bumper sticker. It was my first TV commercial. Put your fortune sticker on your car.
Where's Wendy's based out of? Do you know?
I'm not sure where the corporate headquarters is, but Dave lived in Boca Raton because I would meet him. What was the name of that place off the turnpike? Nice place for lunch.
And Columbus, Ohio.
Wendy was his daughter.
Yeah. Never met Wendy.
She's still around.
It was founded in November of 69 in Columbus, Ohio. So that's where it is. I was just curious. Did you know the first person to die in the American Civil War? Any idea there, Rich?
Well, I think I know where he's buried. He's buried at Arlington, right near the house, Lee's house. His name, I don't know. Was he black? He was a black guy, wasn't he? Was he not?
Let's see. I'm not sure. It was an accidental death.
Mm-hmm.
He was an Irish immigrant.
Okay.
And his name is Daniel Hugh or Ho, H-O-U-G-H. He was a U.S. soldier, became the first man to die in the American Civil War. It was accidental, caused by a cannon that went off prematurely during a salute to the flag after the Battle of Fort Sumter.
How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't think there were any deaths attributed to Sumter. That's interesting.
It was a 100-gun salute to the flag, mm-hmm. and this cannon was it went off prematurely, and it killed him.
Interesting.
And he was the first death of the Civil War. Just accidental, but yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know that there is a scientific study going on evaluating Disney's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad's ability to assist in passing a kidney stone?
Oh, you're kidding me. How would that be?
Apparently because of all of the shaking and rattling that it does on the train ride or whatever, that right. your body shakes and moves and everything else, yeah. it apparently assists in the passing of kidney stones somehow.
Can you see your doctor writing that prescription?
Yeah, you need to write on this thing about 15 times, sir.
Yeah, well, that's and lithotripsy are far better options than eliminating them the other way.
Oh, my gosh.
The website, the goddess known as Beth Blevins Cooper, wants to know what website you were on for the surgical mask.
Amazon.
Oh, it was Amazon.
It was Amazon, okay. Yeah. And
but the delivery date is scheduled for weeks from now, by the way. Yeah. I'll be ready for the next pandemic.
So is a lot of people.
It's kind of like getting ready for the next solar eclipse.
In a way, we've already done our hurricane preparations and stuff, too.
Yeah,
you
right.
know? Because no doubt a lot of folks are going to find themselves seriously oversupplied. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is open. But before you even go visit Tip Tames and his great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, shop online. They are so proud of the vehicles that they put their name on the back, and you can shop. Once in a while, I like to sneak into the higher categories. But no matter what brand you're interested in, what type of vehicle you're interested in, or what budget you're shopping with, from under $5,000 to over $25,000, everything in here includes cars. And boy, they put dozens of pictures. This isn't like one photo to make it look good. You know, from just the right angle, the way it's lit, they show you the inside, outside, all the details you want. You can get a quote, you can arrange financing, you can get a value on your trade-in, all online. And of course, being the very fastidious people they are over there, they are maintaining, you know, sanitizing protocols. And just like Don Duncan, we heard a great story the other day about the service, the car, nobody ever touched the key. They can do this. You can even sign paperwork online now. So when you need wheels, Corona shouldn't stop you. You can shop with confidence on all levels with Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Again, they even got a Beamer in stock right now. What is the price on that? That is a beautiful machine. It is a 2011 with 118,000 miles. So the car is almost 10 years old. That's 11,000 miles a year. That's a car that was not burned into the ground. White, automatic transmission, and $8,700. C-Tip or Greg at the finance department at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com.
Well, good morning. A little after 7:30 on the clock, and that means we're busy right now. We've got a lot of inbound traffic on the 31s into the Boulevard. The Boulevard, moderate traffic all around the city, all the major intersections showing a little bit of congestion. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but the interstates are rolling at the speed limit through the interchange downtown. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Then eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Gardens Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All righty, we are waiting for that unemployment number to come out. kind of got distracted. I thought we were just finishing up part one of Random Facts because this is going to be a critical number today. And
oh, there it is, 6.6 million.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
That is, that's bad. That's just really bad.
So that's 6.6 last week, and then 2.9, was that 2?
That's almost 10 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
10 million. This is why I understand we got to save lives, but at what cost? Where can we start getting the country back on track? And as soon as we can.
10 million.
And that's likely to go up exponentially again next week. Wow. Didn't mean to be a downer, folks.
Yeah. That's just kind of took my breath away. But we're going to move on. It's we got funny. Nice weather.
The Dow futures
were okay for a while.
They were going up. It may not affect them. They may have, you know, Brent. Sometimes when I'm surprised, when you expect something to go up and it doesn't, or go down and it doesn't.
Last week when the numbers came out, the Dow went up that day.
Yeah, the investors have that information baked into, you know, their
futures
investing.
Are still up.
We'll see.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
News talk, who's
if we can start reversing direction.
News talk, who's this?
These numbers will probably start to decline almost as fast as they're going up.
Oh, I would think so.
I mean, most of the word I've seen most frequently when it comes to these kinds of situations is furloughed or laid off. That's not like getting fired or we're closed forever.
Right.
That's the situation the country needs to try and avoid is, you know, businesses closing their doors for good.
Who I'm just thinking out loud, who could have possibly foreseen
nobody.
The beginning of the year?
Oh. Nobody. The only guy that had a clue about what this thing could do was a senator from Arkansas named Tom Cotton. I posted that story on Facebook today, and I played clips from the hearing in January on the afternoon show. He was warning about this. He was the first. And here we sit. There's it's going to be a big topic all day long. Mr. Jim.
Yes, sir. How are y'all today?
Hey. Yeah, pretty good.
Well, I'm in South Montgomery County now, and down on the lower farm. The last time I checked, the toilet tissue was being made from trees.
Right.
And I'm looking at trees in every direction around here. And my sister and I just got through planting another 16 acres of pine trees. And I'm just thinking, man, everybody in Alabama could have diarrhea. Them pine trees are growing toilet paper faster than they could ever need it.
What tree do they use to make?
I think they use mostly pine trees, softwood, I would think, to make toilet tissue. But we've got abundance of hardwood also.
What trees did they use to make toilet paper? She's not going to believe
it. Here's what I found.
Yeah, boy, I need toilet paper for this, Siri, because, let's see. I don't know. Not sure.
Well, you know, but, I mean, trees are what you make paper out of. Toilet paper, paper towels. You know, we'd appreciate the rumor keep going that we're going to run out of toilet paper because tree price has been real low for the last several years. But, you know, eventually if everybody stuffs their attic full of toilet tissue, you know, when this, quote, scare is over, we won't be able to sell trees for toilet tissue anymore because it'll be such a banked up supply.
We're not going to run out of supply. It's just that there was such demand at the beginning.
Yeah, the panic buying, but that's starting to catch up now. Right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
See, things are changing a bit on Facebook and Nextdoor. The apps are places where people can sell items, and they're seeing a lot of bartering. People are making deals to swap things like eggs for toilet paper due to empty store shelves.
You're kidding.
And panic buying. Yeah. A lot of this is like going back 2 centuries here. Well, I'll trade you some toilet paper for a dozen eggs. That kind of stuff. Those neighborhood chat things. And someone traded an entire ham for a pack of Clorox wipes. Wow. Another one seeing an ad for somebody willing to trade cat or dog food for sugar. Holy moly. We haven't done a pop quiz question yet.
No,
we haven't.
Well, that's one of the rare times a breaking piece of news.
That was pretty big.
Because you're all trying
until
to
we do it again next week.
Yeah. I hope this is the worst. I hope this is it starts to trend down again. But we don't know. But Jay cannot do the pop quiz without the pop quiz music. So that's right. Here you go.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about deep dish pizza, which I could easily go for pretty much any time of the day. So here we go. When was deep dish pizza invented? What year?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of shopping at the Food Outlet location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Chilly this morning, that's what we had on the menu, and that's what it is outside. A little jacket weather right now, but things are going to turn around nicely. What I call a Chamber of Commerce day, with sunshine, blue skies, and a high temperature in the middle 70s today. We were 73 yesterday. We'll easily add 2 or 3 degrees to that today. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low 49. Tomorrow, high near 80. It's Friday. More sun, few clouds. And then low 80s on Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, with a sun and cloud mix, and the rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Really, it's a good forecast for the extended weekend, and it looks like, you know, a lot of folks are going to be able to get some fresh air. Scattered showers and thunderstorms returning Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now, this morning. Let's see, you've got Prattville 39, Alexander City 38, Selma 41. It's 43 at Danley Field at 7:39.
Okay, Marvin, we're going to give you first crack at this pop quiz question. What year was deep dish pizza invented?
1941.
Oh, so close.
Very close.
So close.
Nice try, but you are in our grand prize drawing. Let's go to Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How are you, Brian?
I'm doing good. How about 1943?
That is exactly correct. You don't remember the restaurant, do you, by any chance? No?
No, I knew it was Illinois.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird name. Pizza restaurant.
Pizzeria Uno.
Uno.
Yeah, number one pizzeria.
And by the way, if you go to Chicago, everybody asks about Uno's and Due's. They're the two deep dish joints.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, if you got to go because you want to say I went to Uno's, but you're going to find out that the pizza you can get out of the freezer at Food Outlet that's made by Uno's is pretty much the same experience, just a little bit smaller.
Huh.
Well, good.
It's mostly bread. When it comes out, it
it is, yeah.
It's huge.
I've had deep dish in Chicago. I don't know where we got it from, but I was visiting a friend, and the family ordered deep dish for me to try, and it was delicious. I just don't remember where it came from.
I want pizza now.
Jeez. And it wasn't like a chain restaurant, but it came in these tin pans. Like tinfoil pans, and they were cutting it with the nut, and it was just this thick chunk of pizza.
I've seen how thick it can be, yeah.
It's so good.
I want pizza now.
Try one.
I want it. All right, Brian, well, you got it. That's what we needed.
Thank you very much.
Stand by.
Jay needs to get some info from you.
Jay Exotic will talk to you.
We should go with that. It's trendy. It's hip, right? Maybe we can, come up with a Jay Exotic wig and do some.
Oh dear God!
Some fashion radio giveaways.
Let me get started on the meth.
Jeez,
that's a methed up idea.
There's a method to his madness.
7:40.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And the electrifying story is the one we just got. Over 6 million first-time jobless claims in 1 week. So that is the... And it's about 10 million in just the last 2 weeks alone, which gives you an idea. Now, does this have to be the next Great Depression? No. What it means is the pressure is going to be on to try and restore services and some level of normalcy so we don't lose our economy. It's not too late. And most everybody, Brant McDonald in the afternoon, the timing is critical. But we could end this year with a lot of good economic momentum. But a lot of that's going to depend on decisions made by leaders on a local, state, and national level. And we'll see how it goes. But Mr. Electric is working when you need service, repair, installation, or a checkup. If you live in a home that's 20 years or older and you have no idea when the last time somebody came to look at your wiring was, it's a good idea to have them come out and take a look, because electrical fires, they don't leave much behind. I've known three people that have been through this in the last 2 years, and they're so fast, ferocious, and very rarely is there anything left to even rebuild from. It usually is a total demolition. So it's nothing to take lightly. In the same sense, when you're having something installed, whether it's a ceiling fan, a fixture, track lighting, that's a really nice touch to any room. Have it done by one of the master certified electricians from Mr. Electric. Here's how it works. You call them, make an appointment. They come out at the specific time that's convenient to you, not them, no windows. It's a 2 o'clock, 2:30, whatever. That's when your doorbell rings. They come in, assess the work that you need done, give you an upfront price, and that is exactly what you'll pay. They do it right by the book, and they're very, very good at what they do because they're masters. 245-1566 for a complete look at all their services. Visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com or again, call 245-1566 as we welcome Steve.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning to y'all.
How are you?
I'm just checking my state of mental health this morning, but did we cover all of the random facts this morning, or was that interrupted?
No, we had all 11 of them.
Did all 11? Okay.
It was just interrupted a little bit, but yes, there were 11 of them. Can I give you a question real quick?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Esso gas station, Exxon became what used to be Esso. Do you know what the Esso stations in, and by the way, that's Standard Oil. Do you know what the Esso stations in Ohio were called?
Sohio
is correct. Yes, yep. Sir. Yep. That's exactly right. Well, you were listening.
All righty. Well, appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. It's not very often that we have a piece of news to interrupt a regular routine here, but
another good question would have been, last animal of an entire species is called what?
Oh,
you remember what it is?
Yingling.
And that's a beer. That's a beer. Endling.
I went to public school. I never finished college like, what's his name?
Joey.
Like he did.
Yeah, I'll have the Endling.
It's the last one we got.
What's wrong with the Endlings we got? I got to give credit where it's due here, because so many have tried to politicize this corona thing. But the governor of California, who is very much off the deep end left, said, I would be lying. CNN tried to get him, like they do everybody. It's all about how can we attack Trump. He said, on CNN, I would be lying to say Trump has not been responsive to coronavirus. Good for him. Thank you.
Because CNN's saying, he didn't recognize it at first.
Yeah, well, they were busy. CNN was busy pushing an impeachment over nothing, so they're part of the problem, too. Screw you, CNN. Let me play you your amazing little song.
Like the arrest of the man who planted the bombs, here's another thing CNN got wrong.
All right, I'm going to go have a refreshing breath of fresh smoke outside and then come back and we'll do animal stories. My blood pressure should be back under 200 by then.
Ox Business Report.
Ox.
The market is expected to be reacting today to the Labor Department's report on the number of new unemployment claims filed last week, reflecting the impact from closures and cutbacks resulting from the coronavirus. Small businesses who submit applications for loans through the government's coronavirus relief program tomorrow could be receiving the money immediately. The reason the government is using an approval process that has been stripped down from the one used for traditional business loans, so it's possible the money could be available to borrowers the same day. The co-founder of struggling office rental company WeWork might not be receiving his billion-dollar windfall after all. Investment firm SoftBank Group is no longer willing to pay Adam Neumann for his shares in the business. SoftBank is citing multiple new and significant criminal investigations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business, although it's by no means business as usual. We want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Animal Stories next.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, it's 7:50. Simba, where you been? Get with it. Time for Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Well, actually, that worked out pretty well, didn't it? Our top animal story today, rescuers were called to a British supermarket where a cat was spotted stranded on ceiling beams 40 feet above the ground. The RSPCA said inspectors Anthony Joynes and John Littlewood, I wouldn't want that for a last name. Sorry. We're dispatched March 25th to the Sainsbury store in Upton, Merseyside, England, where employees had spotted a cat stranded on the beams across the ceiling of the store's delivery bays. The inspectors erected a ladder and created a pulley system to raise a cage that joins coaxed the cat into by shaking a can of food. The 9-year-old cat named Ellie was returned to her owners, Robert and Melissa Smith. The Smiths said their pet had been missing for 10 days. At 7:52, amazing animal facts. The tallest dog in the world is, take a guess.
Tallest dog.
I mean, an actual measurement.
Gotta be a Great Dane.
Goofy.
He was a biped.
It's gotta be a Great Dane. Right?
It is a Great Dane. Yep. Measured at 44 inches tall just a few years back, the current Guinness World Record holder. I'll put the drums on.
I wonder if that's the one that's sitting on the couch. Have you ever seen that picture?
Yes.
Great Dane on couch.
While you're looking that up, let's enjoy some percussion from Mick Fleetwood.
I don't know. I can't. This thing looks huge.
He's just trying to talk to him to play nothing but the song.
Well, of course. Hang on. Here it is. Giant George. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, my God. Look at the size. That is a big dog. We were visiting some friends in Louisiana. And they had a Great Dane, and it was a nice dog. I was walking into the home off the patio, and he was kind of just laying there. All of a sudden, this thing springs up with it showing his teeth and everything, scared the ever-loving living crap out of me. And the people that were there were laughing. I mean, that really wasn't very funny. We'll tell you something interesting about Bazenji dogs. Gesundheit. 7:53. Do you see a paper over there with the Eddie Bader listings?
No.
Oh, not with the listings, no.
Nope. He's got a place, I swear. I really, if we were looking for a move, it's in Lounsboro, and it's an absolute, and under 200, huge place. In the woods, away from it all, the interior is unbelievable. And I might even want to take a look at it anyway. You never know, right? Eddie Bader Realtor, here we go. I want to show you guys the pictures on this place because it's truly amazing. This is a place that you could live where, this is it right here in Lounsboro County. Right on the Alabama River, 3-bed, 2-bath river home. Real wood floors, granite countertops, a screened-in porch that offers wonderful views of the river, the convenience of a wired workshop and floating boathouse, even though I don't have a boat, and nestled in the trees. And take a look at this interior on this home. It's incredible. With that patio, all those different options. I wonder how long it would take to drive there from Montgomery. Anyway, Eddie would love to show it to you. Yes, of course, if your lease is up and you need a house or an apartment or whatever, the Goodson Group and Eddie Bader, they're there to take your call at 322-0662. And that's one of many great listings that Eddie has available right now. He is the ultimate Yenta. He matches people with what their need is and what their budget happens to be. Got a 4-bed, 2-bath in Delrata, minutes to Gunter Air Force Base, Eastbrook and Atlanta Highway. And the seller is willing to pay up to $4,500 in closing costs and provide a home warranty. All of those details, that's under $150. Nice property, nice size property too, and convenient to everything. Call Eddie Bader at 322-0662 if you're ready to put your house on the market. He's the guy. He is Mr. Relentless. He is always working the next situation. So you got somebody who literally lives to make sure that your listing gets action. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader, the Goodson Group. At 7:56, traffic, Fox News coming up, and you're going to hear that scary Fox News clang at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Fox News alert.
Yeah, with the unemployment numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty grim day.
Whew, still trying to catch my breath.
Yeah. 7:56.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Not a lot to tell you right now. There's just not a lot of traffic on the road. Our busiest place, Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Wares Ferry Road. Little congestion, Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard intersection. That's really about it. The interstate's looking good. No problems there and no accidents in us to report to you at this time. Buckle up. Drive safely. You should have a very nice drive wherever you're going this morning around the city. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Today is April 2nd, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where he at? Where he at? Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Happy Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.